The next coach on the teleconference is Maryland's Mike Locksley. The Terrapins are 0-2 in conference play and 2-4 overall. Maryland has a bye this week before hosting Penn State on October 24th. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
With the bye week for us this week, we're using this time to kind of go through and self-evaluate where we are offensively, defensively, special teams, and also use this time to get our coaches out on the road recruiting, get ourselves healthy and prepare, get a jump start on our game, our upcoming opponent, Penn State.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll go ahead and take questions.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Keith Caravan with Terrapin Times Magazine.
Hey, Coach. In a nutshell, how would you describe the last 48 hours since you've taken over? I know you implemented some early changes. Any other changes this week? And also, how has the player reaction been so far to you?
Well, Keith, obviously with the change, things have been a whirlwind for all the parties involved, the players, the coaches, the administration, and everybody involved with the Terrapin program, including our fans. And what we've tried to do is minimize the transition for our guys. We've tried to keep things as consistent as possible for these guys. With the bye week, we've kind of maintained the schedule that we had in place, and we'll get an opportunity to get out on the field here the next 2 days, Wednesday, Thursday, and then our players will have some time off and then get back into our game week prep for Penn State.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Mike, good to be speaking with you again. How did your time at Illinois help prepare you for what's ahead now?
Hey, Teddy, how you doing? You know, the Illinois time, obviously, being a member of the Big Ten, that helped me, especially from the offensive coordinator standpoint. And now going into the role of leading the program here for the next 6 weeks, the familiarity of having been in the conference, and Randy left the place in pretty good shape for us in terms of the structure and how we do things. And as I said earlier, there'll be some minor tweaks and in adjustments to how we do some things, maybe at practice, to try to have some fun, because these guys, obviously the players, have been through some tough times here with the change, and we want to do all we can to, as I told those guys, have as much fun playing the game of football here for the next 6 to 7 weeks that we have. We've stressed to those guys that, we're at the halfway point of our season, and some of the goals that we set for ourselves are still obtainable. And, it's just a matter of approaching it with the right mindset and moving forward, because, obviously there's nothing that we can do about what took place Sunday other than maybe go out and win some ball games and compete with great effort to finish the season the way it should be finished.
And you personally, how much do you relish, getting a second chance at being a head coach, even if it's an interim role?
For me, Teddy, it's about ball. The head coach stuff and the interim stuff wasn't what was important for me. As a coach, you're going to be a professional like all of our assistants here. We're paid to do a job. We're going to do the job regardless, and we're going to try to do it the best we can. And again, the focus needs to be on the players and, the role I'm in. As I told them, it's like the substitute school teacher. The difference is we need to make sure that we're able to maintain some of the structure that's been put in place here to ensure that we keep this thing together and we keep our players playing hard to, especially since we've got all of our goals still available to us. Thank you.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from the line of Philip Seuss with Diamondback.
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
So you are already calling the plays. How much, if at all, will the offense change now with you taking over head coaching duties and kind of maybe having to juggle those two things?
The structure, as I said, is still in place, and the way we game plan on offense, it's I'm the primary play caller, and and you know, I'll delegate some of the play calling to John Dunn, but the way we put the game plan together, all of our offensive coaches are involved. Each guy had an area that was their expertise, and then we put it together that way. How much will it change? I mean, you know, obviously the number one thing for us, and, you know, this decision was made, you know, prior to the decision that took place on Sunday, was we wanted to stabilize the quarterback position, and we did that with Perry Hills. And obviously, you know, as I've said since I've had my time as a coordinator, you know, you have to do with what your quarterback allows you to do from a skill set position. And, you know, that's what we were able to do there Saturday versus Ohio State. And I can see us continuing to do the things that we did on Saturday and, you know, obviously make some minor adjustments and tweak it to the philosophy that I will have, you know, as I'm able to lead the program here for the next 6 weeks.
And our next question comes from the line of Keith Kavanaugh with Terrapin Times Magazine.
Yeah, Coach, just coming off the Ohio State game, how are you guys health-wise? Are there any carryover injuries or anything you're worried about this week during the bye week?
No, we actually came out of the game versus Ohio State pretty healthy. You know, obviously we've got a couple of guys that have some nicks and bruises that, you know, we'll monitor here this week. But, you know, it's my expectation that we'll be, you know, full speed ahead with the two deep that we had going into the Ohio State as we prepare for Penn State on Sunday.
And is there anything new with Andrew Isaacs and his status?
No, Andrew is, you know, still in the limited role force, still not back to where he's able to perform, and, you know, we'll continue to monitor him as the season progresses.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thank you.